And it's time for people in your neighborhood. And I got a couple. Actually, it's a full house in here this morning, which is great. And right now I have three people here with the Countryside Hospice. It's representing them. It's Jim. How do you say your last name again?
Guther.
Okay, Guther. And then Holly Hoeing and Kim Leiferman. And good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good.
So first, for people out there that don't know, what is the Countryside Hospice and a little bit about what you do?
Countryside Hospice Support and Memory Center provides a variety of services to the community, and the one we're focusing on today is travel funds for cancer patients who are either leaving our community for treatment or coming to our community for treatment, and we provide funds through a program called Pennies for Robert.
Well, it sounds great. It's a great organization then.
Thank you.
So what a little bit about what is the Dice Run that's coming up?
The Dice Run is a 138-mile loop, and it's for motorcycles and cars of all kinds. Starts in Pierre, goes to Gettysburg, and circles back. The cars and the bikes roll dice at six different dice stops. There's an opportunity to win cash prizes. And then when they come back, we have a raffle, we have a 50-50 drawing, we have lunch, and it's all to raise funds for Pennies for Robert. Jim, tell them about the bikes.
I'm Jim Guther with Sick Breed MC. We've got involved with this here a few years ago. Super excited about doing it. We look forward to it every year. Hopefully this year, 50, 60 bikes is usually kind of what we've been running the last couple years. It's supposed to be nice Saturday. Hope to see more this year. We introduced something kind of fun last year. We did a game called Bug Darts. For $5, you buy a little bullseye to put on your bike or your car. And the closest one to a bullseye wins 50% of the pot, and the 50% goes to hospice. Last year, we actually had a two-way tie and had to roll off for it.
Right, right. And it has to be bug parts on the bullseye.
No, yeah.
No guts, just it has to be parts.
Yeah, I guessed when you came in that you're one of the bikers. I just had that feeling. As soon as you came in. That's right.
Street Masters is the other component of the ride, and Street Masters has some wonderful classic cars. When they take off, we start at Beck Motors. Registration is at 10 o'clock, and they leave at 11. And when they leave, the bikes go one direction, and the cars go another. They meet in Gettysburg, and then they switch and come back in the opposite direction. So it's a family-friendly, safe ride, and we have a really nice time at the end. It's a great time of fellowship and fundraising for Countryside.
That sounds great. So, Kim, do you have anything to add?
Well, I'm new to the group, but this event is really exciting for the whole community because it's the community supporting those who are in need in our community. So it brings it full circle with the really great staff and organizations.
Absolutely. So just a quick recap. So what day is the event and the times and everything and location that's going to kick off?
The event is this Saturday, September 7th. We've got two events back-to-back, so I'm a little confused on my dates here. Saturday, September 7th, registration at Beck Motors at 10 o'clock. We'll leave at 11 and then return to Lariat Lanes at the end of the ride for the lunch and the prizes.
Yeah, well, it sounds good. And also, if you didn't catch all that, everybody, you can also go to drgnews.com and then click on the news tab at the top and then scroll down and go to the community calendar, and you'll see it listed right there. And then you can click on it and look at all the details for the Rally for Robert Dice Run that's going on this Saturday, September 7th. And thanks for coming in this morning. It was good to talk to you.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
And this is People in Your Neighborhood. Going to be right back with another guest after a word from May Adam.